listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. The full cost to WA taxpayers over the defamation trial between Clive Palmer and the Premier is still yet to be revealed. The federal court has ruled the mining magnate needs to pay part of Mark McGowan's legal costs. It comes as evidence reveals the Premier offered a defamation deal to the billionaire to end the dispute before Christmas, but it was turned down. Mr McGowan has told Parliament he doesn't know how much money was spent on the case.
I do not know what proportion of any such costs Mr Palmer will be required to pay. But I just want to put it in context. There will be some cost to the state of Western Australia, but that has to be offset against the fact that the Attorney General and myself saved the state of Western Australia $30 billion and were therefore sued.
Contact tracing is underway after a second case of monkeypox was confirmed in our state. WA Health says the returned overseas traveller is isolating and being closely monitored. The risk to the community is considered very low. The head of WA's Perth Children's Hospital has resigned effective from tomorrow. Arish Anwar is leaving the role after 18 months. The hospital has come under criticism following the death of Aishwarya Ashwath in April last year. And major changes are on the way for Perth's home of harness racing. The WA Trotting Association will ask members to vote on selling a 5.9 hectare section of Gloucester Park precinct in East Perth. The sale would fund the creation of the Gloucester Theatre, a new facility for tourism, hospitality and community events.